理课堂听 class.com
presents Tuning In the USA。
Today on Tuning In the USA, Robbie Stewart tries to get a job. He wants to earn money to buy a car. We join Robbie at the offices of his hometown newspaper. He would like to work at the newspaper as a reporter, but the newspaper needs to fill a different job.
Here's my job application.
Let me see. Do we have all the information? Robbie Stewart, age 17, 46 Linden Street, Riverdale, New York. Telephone?
555-3090. That's my parents' phone, of course.
And they are Philip and Ellen Stewart. Do you have other work experience?
Just helping around the house. I have certain things to do every week, like washing the car. And then my dad pays me extra for jobs like painting and mowing the lawn.
I see. Well, that sounds just fine.
That's good enough?
I think so, but I have to give your application to Mrs. Ling. She's in charge of hiring new workers. She'll call you in a few days.
Is that all?
That's all.
Thank you.
Oh, one more thing. Do you have your own bicycle?
Yes. Why do you ask that?
Well, you'll need a bike to deliver the papers to the homes of our readers. Some of our newspaper delivery routes are quite long.
Newspaper delivery routes?
Yes. I think Mrs. Ling will be very pleased with your application. We need good, strong writers.
Wait a minute. I wasn't looking for that job.
No?
I want a job as a reporter.
A reporter? But you have no experience as a reporter.
I write for my school newspaper.
That's fine. But all of our reporters have college degrees. And some of them have years of writing experience.
But how can I get years of experience without getting a job first?
Well, I'll give this application to Mrs. Ling. But I don't think you'll get a reporting job.
May I say hello to one of your reporters, Mr. Bill McDonald? He came to my house one time to talk to my sister.
I'll call him. Bill, a young man is here to see you. His name is Robbie Stewart. He says you interviewed his sister. I'll send him in. He's busy now, but you can see him in just a few minutes.
That's great. Thanks.
Take a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Here, take a look at this newspaper. It's today's edition. Robbie, may I make a suggestion?
Yes?
There is a list of jobs in the newspaper, the Help Wanted ads. They start on page 25.
Is this sentence true or false?
Robbie wants to deliver newspapers.
True or false? It's false. Robbie doesn't want to deliver newspapers.
Some of our newspaper delivery routes are quite long.
Newspaper delivery routes?
Yes. We need good, strong riders.
Oh, wait a minute. I wasn't looking for that job.
What kind of job does Robbie want?
I wasn't looking for that job.
No?
I want a job as a reporter.
He wants to be a reporter. I'll talk to you again soon.
And now, Act Two.
This time on Tuning In the USA, Robbie is in the office of a newspaper reporter, Bill McDonald. Robbie would like to get a job writing for Mr. McDonald's newspaper, but he's young and he doesn't have much experience. Mr. McDonald offers Robbie some suggestions to help him get started as a writer. Then a messenger arrives, and Robbie and Mr. McDonald get a new idea.
Well, you decided to buy a car. But to get money to buy a car, you need a job. And so you want to be a reporter for this newspaper?
That's partly right. There's another reason. You wrote a newspaper article about my sister, Susan. She had the idea to give toys to children in hospitals?
Yes, of course.
Well, many people read your article, and now some of them want to help. And that kind of help makes the whole toy program possible. It's just that I see it now. Journalism makes things happen.
Well, your sister had a good idea. And reporters like me like to write about good ideas.
I like that. A reporter.
Robbie, no one here will give you a job as a reporter. Not yet, anyway. But give me something interesting and well-written, and I'll show it to the editor, Mr. Maxwell.
You mean people like me do write articles?
Sometimes. We don't always publish them, but sometimes we print a good story from someone like you. Now, we don't pay much.
Oh, no. I understand. I want to thank you, Mr. McDonald. I'm going home now to start thinking about something to write.
I'm happy to help. Call me anytime.
I will.
By the way, Robbie, what about your job? Your car? Did you check the Help Wanted ads?
I did, but with no luck. I'm still...
Package from Speedy Messenger Service, Bill. Shall I send the messenger in?
Send him in.
I'm still a student, Mr. McDonald. I can only work part-time.
Good part-time work is hard to find.
Are you Mr. McDonald?
Yes.
I have a package for you.
Great! You got here quickly. I just called for this package.
They call us Speedy for a good reason.
You must have a fast bicycle.
Yes, I do. It's a good one.
Should I sign right here?
That's the place.
Thank you. Just a moment, young man. What can you tell us about being a bicycle messenger?
It's an okay job. I can work a lot, or I can work a little. I can go fast and make a lot of money, or I can go slow and make less. It's a good job.
Well, thanks, and goodbye.
You're welcome.
Well, Robbie, do you own a good bicycle?
I sure do. You know, being a messenger may be the job for me.
So, Robbie's going to be a bicycle messenger.
Wait a minute. I thought Robbie wanted to be a reporter.
He does want to be a reporter.
So why is he going to be a bicycle messenger? Why isn't he going to be a reporter?
Do you know? Why isn't Robbie going to be a reporter?
So, why isn't he going to be a reporter?
Because he doesn't have enough experience to be a reporter.
He's young?
Yes, he's young. He's only a kid. He's 17.
Well, maybe he'll be a reporter later, when he's older.
Maybe. He's even thinking of writing an article now.
I see.
Yes, Robbie may be a reporter in the future. Bye for now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.